Before being published online, the new constitution was first presented to members of the National Transitional Council, which is a proxy of a national assembly, and to ambassadors and heads of national institutions. The new constitution will be voted in a referendum at the end of this year. In the new constitution, presidential mandate is limited to only 2 terms, 5 years each, and age limit ranges from 35 to 80 years. And for the first time in the Guinean constitution, there is a mention of an independent candidacy. This makes this constitution a different one.
Will junta leader General Mamadi Doumbouya run for the presidency? That's the big question.
Since the new constitution provided for an independent candidacy, there is speculation that junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya might stand for presidency. And during a press conference here, the chairperson of the National Transitional Council, Dr. Dansa Koroma, made it clear that the article for independent candidacy that will not be eliminated, and it will serve anybody who wants to can at least stand in any electoral post or any elective post in this country.
We understand that there were 2 mass movements in Guinea on Monday. Tell us first about the strike action called by the opposition.
Yes, Monday's sit-down strike action was called by the opposition to show their disapproval of that article that says an independent candidacy is now allowed in Guinea. And they say that article was just created in the constitution as a ploy to create a way for junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya to stand in the upcoming presidential elections. They say, but no matter how, they will do everything to hinder Mamadi Doumbouya and his cohort from taking part in any future elections in this country. They say Monday's sit-down strike action was just a beginning of a series of other demonstrations they are planning to hold in this country to make sure that no member of the junta that will stand in the upcoming elections. Earlier, Mamadi Doumbouya told ECOWAS that neither he nor member of the military junta will stand in any future elections in this country. Now, Mamadi has returned from Rwanda on Monday, and he was welcomed at the Amesekutere airport here in Conakry by thousands of his supporters. They landed straight of the airport and also accompanied junta leader in all kind of jubilations, and they were fanfare, that we are all dancing, shouting on board, and vehicles on board, what vans and all the rest, until they accompanied junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya to his residence.